Game day 4 in the Welsh Premier League today, and we are back with our new Robins Radio Weekly. Last week we launched our new initiative, Robins Radio Extra, which is designed for the, sort of the big names. We had Chris Coleman on last week, probably the biggest guest we've had on so far, and he was fantastic on the show. But now every Saturday morning we'll be doing a Robins Radio Weekly. We'll have a guest calling in. Today we've got Thomas Hughes from the North Wales Chronicle, who is in the know on Prestatyn, Bangor and Rhyl and a host of other teams. And he'll be coming on the show today. We'll have reaction from Chris Hughes from last week's game against Airbus. And we'll be looking forward to this afternoon's clash at Latham Park between Newtown and Prestatyn. Sure to be a good one. Like I said then, we had Chris Coleman on the show last week. He came up to Latham Park last Thursday evening. And he was fantastic. He spoke about Newtown. He's very impressed with the new setup. He spoke very highly of the league. Said the league needs more finance though. And he spoke openly about his time taken over from Wales and the struggles he had with the death of Gary Speed. And he sort of spoke about, you know, Gareth Bale, as everyone wants to know about, the world's most expensive player. And he spoke also about other players, Aaron Ramsey, Joe Allen in that team, and how they've got a good chance now of qualifying for the 2014 European Championships. Sorry, 2016 European Championships, got that wrong there. Good start to the new shows. And now we'll just hear from what Chris Hughes had to say last week. He spoke after Newtown's disappointing 3-0 defeat to Airbus. They dominated, really, in the first 25 minutes, Newtown. And they should have really been in front. They had a good penalty shout turned away, which Chris, from his interview you'll hear now, feels it was a penalty. Also, he praised young Jack Perry, who'd come off the bench after Dave Jones was dismissed. And he spoke highly of him, and both him and Tom Goodwin spoke very highly of Jack in the County Times this week, and that can only be good for the young keepers. Here's what Chris had to say after last week's game at Airbus.
Chris, tough night in the end for you and the lads tonight.
I thought we started the game off really well. First 20-25 minutes, I was really pleased with how, you know, we were on the front foot, and we got forward well. We caused them a lot of problems, and I think, as you said to the players, the only thing you've got to do when you play against the top teams and you're on top, you've got to score, and we had half chances, a couple of good shots for a penalty that we didn't get, but I think that was probably the biggest difference tonight. I think they've had two chances, you know, out of nothing really, and scored two goals, and then they made the second half easy for themselves, and that's something that we didn't do. And it's probably the only thing that the players are guilty of tonight, really, is that when you're on top, you have to score. And we have got some good areas, made some good chances, made some wrong decisions as well, which is frustrating. And the players are frustrated because I think they just think that, you know, they probably left Airbus off the hook a little bit tonight, yeah, especially after the first half an hour.
Do you think the two goals, you know, they were good strike to beat Dave Jones, all ends up, do you feel that they could have been prevented?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, if you probably look back, I think every goal's preventable. You know, we're disappointed. We pressed the ball well enough for the first, and you know, it's a mistake for the second goal. But, you know, even the third goal as well, we haven't tracked the runner well enough, and that's what it came down to, the fine lines in football, fine margins, unfortunately, and their quality took the chances, and we never, and that's what it was about really in the end.
You said they had a penalty shout with Mitch in the first half. What was your view of it?
I mean, I didn't have the best view from where I was without trying to dismiss it. It looked a good shout to me. Obviously the ref hasn't given it. Normally in those situations it's normally a penalty or a booking for dive. The fact that he gave nothing, I'm not quite sure as to why. Normally it's, as I said, it's normally a pen or a yellow card. But I didn't have the players think that they probably should have had one, maybe two penalties tonight.
And in another big incident in the game, Dave Jones already took down Chris Budgess there with about 20 minutes to go. What was your view of that? Do you feel it was a straight red?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dave's come out. I think I was disappointed how the ball got into Budgess in the first instance, really. It split the two centre halves. Possibly there's a case for, you know, the defenders getting back on the line, but I think foul, I think Dave's made the referees lined up for him. But really pleased with young Jack. Young Jack came on and did really well for us. So, you know, that's pleasing ahead of next week.
And that was Chris Hughes there talking after the Airbus game last week. Obviously a little bit of disappointment in his voice there. He feels, you know, Newtown should have punished Airbus, and he let him off the hook, as he said there. Just looking towards today's game now. Newtown they host Prestatyn. It's the first time Chris Hughes has welcomed his old side to Latham Park. He has faced them since he took over as Newtown manager, and it was a disappointing day up on the North Wales coast in February. It was the last game of the second phase. The Robins had already qualified for the top six, so they could have been you know, forgive them for taking their foot off the gas. But they went behind three times in the first half. They come back, they got two goals back through Bangford and Jeff White. But Prestatyn really took them to the cleaners in the second half. Three goals from Hunt, two from Parkinson on the day. And obviously Shane Sutton saw red, which was disappointing for Hughes and his side. And now we spoke to him earlier in the week, Thomas Hughes from the North Wales Chronicle. He's in the know. He knows everything that's going on at Prestatyn Rhyl and Bangor. He's the man who knows everything that's going on that North Wales coast. And he joined us earlier in the week, and he's predicted Newtown to win. He's gone against one of his sides.
Thanks for coming on the show, Tom. Really appreciate it. How have you been sort of enjoying the start of the season so far? You're covering Rhyl, Bangor and Prestatyn up there. Must have been a busy time for you. Yeah, well, obviously you said there Bangor have had a tough start. Has that been a bit of a surprise for you, Tom? Because, you know, they lost 3-1 to Newtown in the league, and they drew at Aber last week. So it's been a tough start for Nev Powell and his boys. Obviously with Rhyl, at the moment they're struggling to keep 11 players on the pitch by the end of the game, so you know they're having a tough start of it. Greg Strong and his side. Prestatyn there at Newtown this weekend. What sort of your views of Newtown? I'm not sure if you've seen a lot of them so far, but do you think they've been a little bit of hit and miss, bit of one step forward and two steps back a little bit maybe? Gibson side, obviously they've had another tough start. Obviously they had a poor season last season. Is it for them this season just to survive relegation, or do you think they'll want to go for top six? That's going to be a good signing for them. The two brothers are going to be a great signing.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. What that you know as characters the desire to the field, and from what I gather, they're very close.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be happy there. They're close to home as well, because they're from Melbourne, which is maybe not so. So, they should be good signings. And they've got the chance for it. I've always thought it's not really a point of fire as on all cylinders, but you've got Lee Harrington, and then I've got Mike Pritchard as well. So I do expect them to score a session goal between them this season.
Yeah. We just mentioned there, sort of front three there. Where do you think sort of the big battles are going to be on Saturday? If you've got Lee Hunt, maybe up against Shane Sutton, Newtown have got a good strike force. Where do you feel the game will sort of be won and lost on Saturday?
I do think that it depends on Newtown. I think
just finally, Tom, what's your score prediction for Saturday? How are you going to call it?
I think
Newtown will win it.
I think they'll
speak to 2-1. 2-1 to Newtown. Who's
going to
score, Tom?
I think Oswell and Percy will score.
Parkinson. Yeah.
Parkinson.
You have to go and put a fiver on that now, Tom. Well, that was Thomas Hughes there from the North Wales Chronicle joining us in the studio last week. A massive thanks to Tom for coming on. He's always got good opinions and a vast amount of knowledge of the Welsh Premier League. We'll just take a little bit of a look back now at the commentary highlights from Newtown and Prestatyn last season, arguably with one of the goals of the season from Lee Hunt.
Went to Hersey in midfield. Hersey feeds Andy Jones. Andy Jones looks back for Hersey. Hersey, ball into Evans. Evans is beaten the offside trap. Goes 1-on-1 with Roberts. Evans, oh, and what a save by Dave Roberts. There's an absolute gilt-edge chance for Sean Evans, but he's put it straight at Roberts. And Newtown, who've been on top already for most of the half, have just been a great chance to take the lead. Cook in midfield, finds Zach Evans. Evans, back to Cook. Cook, Evans. Back to Cook again. Cook, great move from Newtown. Ball played out wide for Matty Cook. Looking for Andy Jones, who runs for the ball into the corner. Hasn't got much to do here, Jones. Cuts back inside. Great move from Andy Jones across the box. Roberts, oh! It's gone straight across the goal line, but there was no Newtown player to put it in. Prestatyn got the ball down the right. Cross comes in. Look at the Lee Hunt. Hunt with a header, but it's straight at Mullock in the Newtown goal. Newtown well on top at this point. Hunt in the middle for the visitors. Hunt, pass one, deflected to Michael Parker in the area. Parker goes down and then challenges O'Neill, but no penalty is given. Former Newtown man Stevens on the ball for Prestatyn, spreads it out wide. Looking for Stones, walking into Andy Parkinson, back to Stones. Stones with a cross in, looking for Hunt. Oh, Hunt, what a goal! Hunt on the volley, straight into the top corner, and against a run of play, Prestatyn have taken the lead here. Newtown scramble the ball away. This is Cook. Cook finds Hersey on the left side. Got loads of space to run into. Matty Hersey, surrounded by Prestatyn players, takes on one man, goes down. Hersey wins a free kick. Chance for Newtown now. Williams and Sean Evans stand over the ball. The ref just gets the wall in its right position. Can Newtown get themselves back in the game here? Great opportunity for either one of these players. Ref blows the whistle. Craig Williams over the wall, it's in! Newtown are back in the game, less than 5 minutes after Hunt's goal, and it's Craig Williams with his second goal of the season for Newtown, and what a way to get back into this game. Evans on the ball again, midfield seems to be dictating the play today for Newtown. ball out wide. Jones was offside, but Hearsey coming onto the ball here down the left side. Attack in the area, Hearsey. One-on-one with the defender, Hearsey across the box. Oh, and it's in! A new China now in front. Matthew Hearsey with his first goal of the season. Cut inside, straight across Roberts. It's 2-1 to the Robins.
And that was the commentary from last season's home game. Little did we know, it was the start of a fantastic run, started by Bernie McNally and carried on by Chris Hughes when he came in. And after that, I think Newtown lost only three of the next 19. And they went on to qualify for the top six. First time they've done that since the new Welsh format's been introduced. And they'll be looking for more of the same today. So we're just moving away from today's game now. And something we announced on Twitter yesterday. We're starting every now and then on Robins Radio or Robins Radio Weekly. We're going to be doing a quiz to win some tickets or a host of other prizes. And this week we've got available, we've got two tickets for the Robins home game against Swansea City, which is the opening of the 3G pitch. Hopefully there'll be a few big Swansea names on show, but we'll wait to see about that. But it's a little quiz, it's a sort of a guess the player. So we've got three clues about a Newtown player, present or past, and you've got to guess who it is. Some of them will be a bit quirky. I've done a bit of a Mickey take out of one of the old players today. I'm sure he won't mind me doing that. He's given me loads of grief in the past, so it's time to sort of hand it back to him. So the three clues. Number one is that at the end of his Newtown career, he adopted a haircut that's been that's sort of a trademark of one of the world's top players at the moment, and he didn't really pull it off too well. The second one is he scored on his final appearance for Newtown, a good way to sign off. And the third clue in this week's first quiz for either a former or a present Newtown, well, a former player for Newtown, is when he was at a professional club back in his earlier career, there was a piece of memorabilia on eBay that he'd signed a little piece of paper, and it was going on eBay for less than £1. It's an interesting fact for you. But who is the player? If you can guess the player, you can tweet us at Newtown AFC. Tweet us your answer. The first one to tweet us and get the answer right will win a pair of tickets for the Swansea game. And if you do guess correctly, drop us a direct message on Twitter and we will make sure them tickets get to you. So there was the three clues. The haircut, scored on his last appearance, and he's got a piece of memorabilia going on Twitter for less than £1. We're just going to wrap up the show now. Last night's results, TNS won 5-1 away at Gap Corners Quay, a convincing win. Adrian Cieslewicz got the scoring going, and further goals from Darlington, 2 from Draper, 1 from Sargent. Rowlands did get a goal back when it was 3-0 to TNS for Corners Quay. And in the other game, a battle between last season second and third place, Airbus come out 2-1 on top against Bangor. Matty McGinn with the winner. Another goal there. He got one last week against Newtown. He's got another one against Bangor. And that's all we got time for on the first episode of Robins Radio Weekly. Massive thanks to Thomas Hughes of the North Wales Chronicle for coming on today and sharing his knowledge of the league with us, and looking forward to today's game. Later on today, we play, obviously, as we've been saying, we play Prestatyn. 2:30 kickoff at Latham Park. Get yourself down there, get behind the Robins, and we'll be hoping for another win. And we'll be back. We won't be back next Saturday morning because I'll be travelling down to Carmarthen for our away game. So we'll be back next Friday night where we'll be talking to Chris Hughes and one of the Newtown players, and we'll be looking forward to next week's game against Carmarthen. So I hope you've enjoyed our new show, and get on Twitter, get guessing for the quiz, and you can win yourself a pair of tickets for the Swansea game. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the game this afternoon.